support in you. We wish you a lot of support with you in the future. To the board, WWV, Monitor.
WWV, this is KO4NUE.
Hey, Chad, this is KO4. It's nice to hear you.
Yes, sir. Congratulations on your license. And you got a lot of white noise in your signal, but that's okay. You're definitely audible. Where are you today?
Chad, my TCH is the bus office in South Carolina.
You on the Bofang? Oh, I see. Well, you figured out how to get the shift put in, right? Four WWZ, KO4NUE. Need to get away from those buildings. And the way you do this on a handy is, get away from some obstructions. And watch your receive sig when someone's transmitting. And find the strongest spot on the receive coming from the repeater. And stand right there. Don't move off of that spot. And then transmit from that location. But you got a, like I said, you got a lot of white noise in your signal, but you are audible. But hey, that's a really good start. Congratulations on getting your license, and just really proud of you. And keep working it. You're doing just fine.
Chad, I'm gonna I can check in tonight.
You check in, when you check in tonight, you'll check in with Mr. Gary, KI4DUS, and, sorry I wasn't able to be your first check-in, but that's okay. You just come on and check in into the net, and I'll tell Gary that you're going to check in, and he will, you just come in and throw your call sign out and just tell him, hey, I need to know, I'm a new call and I need to know what to do. And he'll take it from there and tell you how the net works and all that. But I hated I couldn't be your first contact, but that's okay. Not a big deal. Just enjoy the net and enjoy the hobby.
I will definitely do that. I also want to know how much does a membership cost to the BRARS?
Say again, Chandler. I didn't quite make you out.
How much does a membership to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society?
Does an amateur radio, that's all I got. Try it again.
How much does a membership to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society cost?
I'm not sure, but I believe it's $25.
Yearly?
Yes, that is correct, yearly.
I just looked into doing that. I hear they have some pretty good handsets for them sometimes.
I think they got one coming up here pretty soon. I think COVID's just kind of put a hurt on all of that kind of stuff. But you can go to their website. Matter of fact, when you get home or when you get in front of your computer, give me a call and I'll show you how the website works, how you can become a member, how you can do a pre-check-in. And you also understand, too, that since you've got an amateur radio license now, you can put EchoLink on your phone, and you can check into the repeater from your cell phone. You do know that, right?
Yes, sure I do. I actually have it downloaded. I tried to do it last night, and it didn't register my call sign yet.
Roger that. So when they verify your call sign, go ahead and set your account up. And you can just check into the net via EchoLink and, you know, get into the net there.
I'll definitely look into doing that.
Roger that. Well, congratulations on your ticket. And like I said, we're all proud of you and glad that you made it. You know, that's not an easy test, but you did really well. So keep up good work, and if anything I can do to help you with, please let me know. I'll be glad to help you, bud.
Sure, Chad, thank you. Will you still bring me that Rosie piece tonight with the Rosie piece?
I'll square you away. On this coming Tuesday, right? KO4WWZ, this is KO4NUE. Appreciate the QSO today. Be safe, Chandler. 73's to you. KO4NUE, I am clear.
4HKX mobile.
Patrick, N4DJC.
How are you today?
Did you get that email I sent you?
I hadn't looked. I'll check when I get stopped here. I'm not too far away from a stop. I just thought maybe see who was out here today.
To that Outlook address that you gave me, I mean, when you called on it, so it didn't bounce back, so I don't know if it went through or not.
To check in and see.
Pretty good today. It sure has been nasty out this morning here.
It's a real nasty day, but right now it seems to be clearing up a little bit.
In about the last hour or so, but it poured this morning here, and it was a little foggy, too, down here on the lake.
Drive down the mountain this morning, that's for sure.
I bet so. Do you get your antennas up?
Up to see if it would work, one of them, but I ain't got them all up yet. We're still working on that situation.
It just takes time to fool with it. It's always kind of frustrating getting them set up and get the SWR right and all that sort of thing. But once they're up, though, it doesn't take much to maintain them then.
That's what I'm hoping. I can get it up and get it working, improve my signal some. Everybody said it seemed to sound pretty good the other night when I checked into the net with it, but my receive is something interfering with me now.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, you got any broadcast band or anything, VHF pager towers, anything like that close by?
Not really sure. The only tower I know of is the 610. I'm only about 8 miles away from it. There's a couple towers over on Pinnacle Mountain. I'm not sure what they even are. I think they're for the county stuff. And then Fox has got one on another ridge not too far away.
I just wanted some people complain about these people still have these, I call them pager towers. I don't know what they use them for now, but they got some of those guys run a lot of power on a VHF range, and it has a lot of harmonics in it, too. But about everything we got in this area is all, you know, the P25 stuff for the county. That's all 800 megahertz. But sometimes you run into something like that. It depends on where you're located. Some people still use a lot of VHF, and sometimes they're not. The transmitters aren't as clean as they should be.
In the county, they're still running VHF. They haven't went to any of the P25 or anything digital.
I've been a couple of places where it's been close enough where I had, if I was up high enough, Where I'd get it, maybe get two repeaters on the same frequency coming in sometimes, not all the time, and it creates some interference. But that doesn't happen very often now. Of course, you're pretty well elevated, but I think you got, I can't remember who's talking to me now. It might have been Chad talking, who said you had kind of a wall, you know, like a granite wall or something back of you, a mountain back to your backside of your QTH.
Step out in the backyard and you got about, 20 feet, and then it just pretty much goes straight up for, between 300 to 500 feet.
Hopefully you'll get it straightened out. Sometimes that stuff can, I don't have much trouble with it here, but we still got a lot of above ground transformers, and some of those get act up every once in a while, but it hadn't really affected me on VHF, and the HF stuff, at least what I hear, what I listen to, doesn't sound too terribly bad, but again, you know, when you get a real antenna out there, you don't know what you're going to run across. I may have to put a passband filter on it if I get one, but I think I'm going to get me an in-fed half-wave out there, you know, maybe sometime a little later on, like maybe put a mast that way and get a little elevation. But I hope you do good today. Now take it easy out there. I'll get off here and let you keep your eyes on the road. N4DJC clear.
It's good to talk to you this afternoon. As usual, take care of yourself. And I will talk to you on down the long, KO4HKX. I'll be clear. 73.
KO4 VWA, mobile.
KO4 WWZ, monitoring.